Following day five of Browns training camp, offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan and both Browns quarterbacks Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel address the media. Hoyer continues to work with the ones while Manziel works exclusively with the twos. But Shanahan talked about the fact that this competition may be too close to call this point, and he's happy with the progress both quarterbacks are making.
Yeah, I don't want to get too much into specifics because I'm still trying to learn. You know, Brian, I've had about, today was our fifth practice. You know, I had him in OTAs with just seven on, but I'm getting more used to him. You know, I got four games of game tape to look at him. But he's been coming along. He's more through the progressions and stuff. He's got a little more experience with him, being in some different offenses, and all the stuff kind of ties over, some different terminology and everything. But he's done a good job getting our team in and out of the huddle, running the plays, executing the plays. And Johnny has continued to progress. You know, he hasn't done as much of that in college. They weren't as much concept-based. They were a little more spread out, allowing him to do a lot more off-schedule plays. And Johnny's continued to progress as a quarterback, doing some things he didn't do in college. And at the same time, still trying to, you know, not lose what he is, trying to still make those plays you guys saw in college and trying to learn when to, you know, let a play develop and when to abort the play and get out of the pocket and do what he does best. You know, I don't think one's any further in front than the other. I think they've both done a good job. You know, I think today was our fifth practice, and today was a lot more of a run practice with short yardage, goal line, 4 minute, backed up. But as far as these five practices, it's usually, you know, one day is a one guy's ahead of the other. The next day, the other guy does a better job. So I think it's been back and forth. It's something that I don't try to evaluate every day. I try to just coach both of them and get them better. And usually when, in my experience, when you've been in a situation like this, it usually plays out. And we've been in a week. Hopefully as these preseason games go, as these practices go, I hope one of them will make the decision easy on us. One will just take off and start playing really well, and usually the answer becomes pretty easy. And if they make it tough, I hope it's because they're both playing real well.
You know, I'm trying to make progress every day. I think, you know, first of all, coming off the knee injury, I wanted to get back from taking the, you know, the snaps under center and getting used to that, and I think that's come back to me. And now just trying to master this offense. You know, there's so many things that are available to you. You really got to lock in and hear the play call and call right in the huddle and get out there and do it. So, you know, for me, it's just trying to be the best quarterback for this team. And whether that's out here on, you know, on some keeps and rolling out and making the right decision, or whether it's just handing the ball off and making the right run check. So there's something to improve on every day.
I'm not worried about one or the other being ahead or anything. Right now it's me making sure I know what I need to know to get out here and execute and run the offense and not have any mistakes. I mean, once I go through a couple days with non-mental errors or getting to where I need to be every single time, then I'll feel a lot better. Nothing that really one ahead of the other, who's here, who's there, that's not really on my mind at all. Right now it's me versus the playbook, and there's nothing else. Got to know the stuff to even be able to come out here and execute everything.
I mean, you know, things happen so quickly around the time. I mean, there's really limited time to, you know, kind of delve into that. But I think Johnny's been great since he's been here. He's in the building. He works hard. He studies. You know, we have a really good room. I like all those guys in there, and we enjoy each other in there. And you know, we bounce questions off of each other, and it's a good working environment. So it's been great, and you know, you just got to continue that the rest of the year.
That's good. I mean, it's just we have a very friendly, very fun quarterback room, Brian. I'm learning from him. I mean, he's a guy that was in a system that demands a lot in New England, and he's a very intelligent guy that he knows his stuff really well. And you can tell, that he's a professional. He's been doing this for a while. So for me, it's encouraging to have a guy like that in the room, him and Tyler both, who have been in different systems and know how to adapt and how to go through training camp. Like this is my first time, obviously, so not used to this amount of length during the day of being up here, all the film, all the stuff. So it's different. To have Brian and Tyler in there is both really nice, but mine and Brian's relationship has been just as normal as everybody else in the room. I don't feel any tension or anything like that. I mean, he's helped me in situations, and I'm trying to learn from him.